If I had nothing else to say, I would have spoken about it, but I think I'll wait. And Zika, I don't think I'm getting to Zika yet today, so that will, I guess, be for the future weeks. So what I'd like to talk about today, primarily at least, is the top choice in Zion and Mabez. See if it go anywhere else. But I usually end up not finishing what I expect to anyway. So the Gemara says, "Eishach es the kash eishach shall lo ei b'lam heich k'siva." At which point, the Rishonim, both slew of Rishonim, ask more or less the same kash. That is, why do you need a pasuk for eishach shall b'lamo? Isn't it obvious that the beginning of the eishach shall b'lamo should be patur from the beginning of Yisrael based on Drachad Dachino? See from the Gemara on Daf Pei Zayin, the end of the ninth parak, Sugah Mason Kachayim, that if there are banim at the time of the misa, in which case there's no reason to yibum, and then the banim would die later. So we don't say chazra the din yibum, chazra zikas yibum. We say no. We don't say Mason Kachayim. But the Gemara says we should learn from Kalam Chayim. The Gemara says why? So we say drachar dachin. There wouldn't be no'am to do that. To do what? We'll have to define. But to do that. So the Rishonim asks the same thing over here. The Shas Misa, there's no ach. So the Shas Misa, the sense that the state is such that she should be Muteras L'shuk. So just like over there, we don't assume the state can be Svara based on Drachet Achinom. We say that the state can't change later. Here too, by the Misa's Habonim. Here too, by Leidas Ach, the state shouldn't change later. That's the question Tosis asks, and the question Lav Rishonim asks. We'll get back to the differences in the way the Rishonim asked the Kasha. So Tosis asked the Kasha, and Tosis's answer is, Tosis says, B'nei Yeshach Shel B'lamo for some auxiliary thing, okay, but it doesn't sound like that's all you need it for. Tosis's answer is, Oy merid, itzroch lehechot dechamot shevam muberes, davi shaper dachi noam, v'tamten shem atelet zocher dehe zekukum. Says Tosis, that the case is, the place where you need the pasuk is for chamos and muberes. Chamos Mubaris, then it's not a violation of Darchei Noam to wait. It's a contained man of the time. It's not a big deal. So Darchei Noam would not tell us, even knowing Darchei Noam, we would say she should wait. So Kamashlon, Eishach, Shalom, B'lamo, there's no Zika at all. The other, the Rishonim point out that Tos doesn't quote the Rishalmi. Other Rishonim quote the Rishalmi, which the exact nusach of Rishalmi, but the way that most Rishonim seem to read the Rishalmi, it says basically that. No, it doesn't have Drachei Noam. I'm saying that chiluk. Rishalmi asks the kasha stam on your pasuk. It doesn't quote Drachei Noam, but the kasha. Okay, but
the hold of the kasha Drachei
Noam. Rishalmi just asks the kasha stam. Rishalmi asks the kasha. How could it be?
Because there's a deal from the pasuk. Pasuk is uben in law. Uben in. Not uben
wav. Chesh mut ad. Okay, but that's the.
That's the way the
Ramban quotes it. Okay, my point is not the Rishonim invoked the Yerushalmi to answer this kasha.
The end Yerushalmi.
Right, the Yerushalmi is okim to answer this kasha. Yeah, right. Correct. Yerushalmi does not ask from Drachei Dachi. The other parts that the Lav Yerushalmi bring up, some likes and don't like. Is that the possibility of other achim? That we're talking about a case where there are other achim around. So anyway, she's not being mutaris l'shuk. She's hanging around, and being tayin before any of the achim do anything, there is another. This other achim is born. She would say, why can't she be zekuk of her? What's the chesaron of dachi noam? Eishach shaloi b'olam. The Tosfos Rosh, I think among the kasha they ask on that is not. Well, Ramban just says doesn't like the Teretz. Doesn't explain why. Some Rishonim say that it's not a good Teretz just because of the sugya later, where the Gemara in Rabbi Yoshia ends up seeming to need the pasuk after the case of Achecha. In other words, be'etim, it would answer the kasha. It just for reasons in some of the sheetahs it's insufficient because it, for other reasons it's not going to be good or kimpul. I think the Rosh, you have to say chamos and uberes. So according to Rosh, you can't. It's a good teretz. It won't work for Rosh. It's just worth noting that, as we'll discuss with Bekveger, as your Bekveger already notes, l'fum riata, Bekveger thinks, he's looking at the chusha of Bekveger, there are two quotations, one which he thinks is a good susha, one which thinks it's not a good susha. But the l'fum riata, Tosfos, l'shitosa, may not like this teretz because of Tosfos in that base, who says explicitly that even you can have a chesaron of Darkei Noam, even if the woman is in a case where she's anyway asura of the shuk, you can still have the chesaron of Darkei Noam, still have Nasr, there's the second name of Tosfos where Nasr is based on Darkei Noam, since it's still chesaron of Darkei Noam, because it's not Noam, so it's Machadesh, it's not Noam for her to become zakuka to someone who she was, who she seemed to have been excluded from. Gregor points out that this is not quite the same thing here, because here the person didn't exist. So it's Yesh L'ayin, if the Svar of Darkei Noam is Dafka, but there's someone who's there, and she thought she was done with him, and now she has to come back, as opposed to the case the person didn't exist yet, is the point that there's a new Zika, that's the Imus, or that specifically the Lashon of Tosfos sounds like Lemish Niftroi Men. So there, here there's no Niftroi Men. But so Gregor seems to be hesitant as to whether or not that phase would be sufficient reason not to say the Teretz over here. Okay. The kasha that the Lav Acharei Nemeas would be Kveger, most famous amongst them, because whenever Kveger has a kasha, it's the most famous amongst them, is that Kveger's on the Mishnayis, so you find other places, is on Tosfos Teretz. The Teretz of Chamos Tuberes. Kveger says, I don't understand. Tosfos tells us that the Karanoira, the Orchanero, they all have the Acharei Nemeas on their own point out, they have that point to the same problem. And the truth is, as we'll see in a second, it's in the Rishon. But the Gregor asked the Kasha that what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying it's not Darkei Noam to have them wait. She's pregnant, wait a few months, that's not a chesaron Darkei Noam. Great, not a chesaron Darkei Noam. No problem. But why would she have to wait? There's no din she should have to wait. Because if you look in Daf Kuf Yates, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yates goes to whole Cheshbon. And the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Mishnah. Isha halach b'alav tzrasim d'yayom. A woman whose husband goes away with her tzara to d'yayom, left her home. Ubav amalei meis b'alich, lo t'nasa l'samach t'yashim b'arasi tzras. Fine. Then the question is, now she hears her husband dead, she doesn't know if her husband had any children in the interim. Because her husband had a wife out there. So the Mishnah says, she has to find out. Lo t'nasa l'samach t'yashim b'arasi tzras. That's with the husband. Now, let's say her mother-in-law is in Dias Hayam, so she doesn't know if her husband's got a brother in the interim. So, Eino Cheshashes. No, Eino Cheshashes. You don't have to be Cheshash. You don't have to be Cheshash that maybe there's a brother. Why? So the Gemara explains because, first, combination of factors. The Gemara points out, there's a Chazaka that she's Muteris, that there's no brother in which she's Muteris Lashuk. And there's a rove, because even though rove no shim is abrus yoldos, but there's a mitzvah mapilos, and in the case if when the mother-in-law is pregnant, you need a boy. You can't, when the wife's pregnant, you need anybody. But when the mother-in-law is pregnant, you need a boy. So 50. So the Gemara views mechza zchar mechza in the cave is 50-50, and you combine the mitzvah mapilos. So the rove is that she didn't have a ben zachar ben kayama. So you have a rove and you have a chazaka. So there's no reason to chayshish. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah does say, I'm not reading whole Mishnah. The Mishnah does say Yatzam Leach Hosheshes. The Mishnah does say that if she's taka, we know she's pregnant, you have to be Choshesh. But it's pretty clear in the Gemara, and certainly clear, that pretty strongly mashma in the Gemara, and clear and explicitly in some Rishonim, that that's only a Libid Rameir. That that's only because Choshesh and Lemiyuta. So it's a Shanim Makuf Yates says it. Afanart, the Tosfos of Kuf Tes and Beis implies it. It's Kemara Gemara and Bechoros. The Gemara in Bechor, you look in Tosco, the Tessam Abeis, they refer to the Gemara in Bechor, it's Nafchafim Abeis. The Gemara there says, B'das Rabbi Yeshua, who's Cholek, and says, Eino Cholsheshes, you see from here, Yeshua is Loi Cheshin Lemiyuta. So, it's possible that Yeshua is Loi Cheshin Lemiyuta, but the reason why they're Banan are, it's not because Cheshin is because they have a whole different Cheshin. That's possible. Tosco Shonim writes Mefurish, that the reason why the Rana Choshesh is because the Ibor undermines the Chazaka, and then what you're left with is a Miyuta and Chashin and Lemiyuta. The Furish and Taisa Shanim. That's what Rav Pager seems to be assuming. So first of all, if you don't hold like a mayor, so they say this whole Sukh is a whole Kash Libs a little Shver. Besides the fact that just parenthetically, is a Machlokes and Shonim whether a mayor is in his Indaraisa. Again, what we're dealing with here has to be a din d'oraisa, because we're asking what you need a pasuk for. So it has to be that we some sort of this would be the din min ha'Torah. Again, for those learning chulin, have learned chulin, will learn chulin. Just worth noting that Tosfos Daf Yud Beis and chulin, the Beis Malach and chulin claims their mayor's din of cheshil miyut is din d'rabbah. And that's why b'makom d'yafshar he's not choshesh. It seems to be the chiddush around there. It's cholik. Look at Tosfos and chulin peivav. It seems to have 2 days about it. Tosfos Yivam is kufi tes. Might imply it's the rice, it depends how you read it. So it's not pashut, but even to make the kimta within Rameir, it's not pashut. So it's a problem. Okay, he says he doesn't understand. It's true. If you tell me that the din should be, she should be asura, then it wouldn't be a problem with Darchino. Then I understand why you need a pashut. But why do you start by saying she's asura? What the din should be in such a case is that she should be with Taras Lashok, based on the Rove and the Chazaka. At least the Rove. She should be with Taras Lashok. And once she's in Taras Lashok, then to make her skuga later would be a violation of Darchinon. So, so de facto, your conclusion is going to be that there's no, it can't be zika. So he says he doesn't understand how he answers the question. You still need a possible ratio of Achshel Olamo. You're going to end up running into the problem with Darchinon anyway. That's the kasha the Kreger asks. So this kasha does appear in Rishonim, just to for the record, the Kreger didn't have it. But if you look in Tosfos Rina Peretz. We now read it always has often has interesting things to say. So Rabbeinu Peretz quotes this kasha from Rabbeinu Simcha Mispire. I don't know how that's pronounced in German. It's exactly this kasha. The game which he mubaras amayetz drachkra havel meimer kol yodos yodos mechzon zchar mechzon akevus mochum yitzma apilos bali mechzon akevus and akevus is rov tichi I gather milkam perik basra. Okay, he has, then he quotes the Kaddish Midarash, which has another interesting character, which I have to maybe get to. But he does ask the Kasha, but Tosfos and the Rambam. Many other Rishonim quote this without that Kasha. So the Rik Vager, the Kasha is a strong Kasha. It's just one part of a lot of discussion, and I'm sure there's a lot more discussion than what I've seen. Just to point out some steps in the Cheshbonos, and then maybe add a few suggestions. Some of which are not as I don't think are mistaber, but I don't necessarily have hekrach for. But I think just point out the svaras that Rav Pager is assuming that maybe you can quibble with. First of all, the Aruch Lener has this kasha. Aruch Lener's kasha is stronger, but I want to get back to this kasha. I just want to deal with one point he says. He suggests the tarets, but he acknowledges the shvarka. And if you look in the Rashba, it's very shvar. He suggests tarets based on the Ramban and Kufiyat test. It's a technical tarets called the Sugya and Kufiyat test. That the way Tosfos learns the Gemara Kufiyat test, why is it that according to Tanakhama, Yotzam Leichol Sheshes, and I don't want to get too involved in Kufiyat test, but why is it Yotzam Leichol Sheshes? So Tosfos and Tosfos Shanim, they say because somehow it undermined the fact that she's pregnant undermines the Chazak. And then what you're left with seems to be some sort of a rov. And Chashin Lemiyut. The Ramban suggests one point, the Rashba says this, a Kufiyat test. The Rashba actually, this is a Rashba that wasn't, it's one of those essays of the Rashba, that the Chon printed and then subsequently in the new Rashba was printed in Kufiyat Tes. They say a different vart. They say, the Shem Amei is Leicheshina. Hapala is, we're not Choshesh for Hapala is Misa. We're not Choshesh for Misa, we're not Choshesh for Misa, and therefore, he says, that we basically ignore the chash of Hapala, according to the least Tanakhama there, and what you're left with is essentially, what you're left with in the, what you're left with then is essentially, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I should, let me, welcome. He's talking about a little bit different case, but, he. Let me then read inside for it. We can say it clearly. I'll read from the Rashba. He's asking a different question. He's talking about the case of the Ishtum, Uberus, the Rashba. So he's saying, why don't we say, Rashba asks a general question, how come we don't say that every Ishtum Uberus, no, this is the Hacholit, how come we don't say every Ishtum Uberus should be Muteris, every Ishtum Uberus should be Muteris Lashuk, right away? Because the odds are, whether it's a boy or a girl, Shem Teres Lashuk, you have a roiv, and you see from the Machlokes Remeir and the Chachamim about Islandis, those one that's so good, that if you don't hold Cheshin Lemuta, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait to see if she becomes, if she's an Islandis. You don't have to wait. So you don't have to wait. So you also don't have to wait. Okay, matter of years or months, it shouldn't matter. You don't, that's, you don't have to wait. You have a roiv. So why should you Teres Lashuk Midaraisa right away? And he proves that she's not Muteres Lashuk Midaraisa. Can't be. Says it doesn't work in the Sugyas. It must be the Midaraisa she's taught and not Muteres Lashuk. So Shaila is why. Again, I don't want to get to how he's learned also again a cholitz with Vlad in Potach Yates Lavir Olam, which he seems to ignore. But you see, the Yisod he says is that Iburlam, it's not the Pshat that. So he says like this. He says that she. I have to go back up. He says, to smoke mutu l'chazak. That's a Rashba Yisod. Rashba is a Baal Shita, one of the Baal Shita that we pass, that she's into smoke mutu l'chazaka. That you have, it's true, you have a miut, but the miut goes together with the chezkas iser l'shok. So we can't rely on the roof. But then he says, what do you mean? But don't we see in Kufya Tess that when she's muberes, we ignore the chazak? So he says like this. Yishloim et ibelo mafne mel chez. So he has two theories. The second theory is, the second is rabbi chamos lo chashin lanefel mishum lo shema hi pilahu vavelik hashema meis. The kaimon the shema is lo chayshino. Came lo chayshin ba nefel vahi kfar ibra. So we're not choishes that she had a hapala. So if we know she was pregnant, we're not choishes she had a hapala. So then, imken al karcha nafkalei mechazkasa. So then, there's definitely no chazaka because the avadai leida is motzi mechazaka. Avadai leida is motzi mechazaka. So in that case, there's no chazaka and there's no rov. Because if you know a hapala, it's safik zachar safik negeva. Mechta mechta. So there, so it's not Cheshin Liyuta. Basically, according to Rashba, the din the Tanakhama over there, the Meshua is not based on Cheshin Liyuta at all. But the problem is, the Rav Haner himself points out, and in the Rashba it's Mavur, in the Rabban it's not as much, but in the Rashba it's Mavur, that Shema Meis Lo Cheshinam, but Shema Yamas Cheshinam. Rashba himself goes on to explain, that's exactly his distinction between the Ramban isn't asking the question from Muberis. Exactly the distinction between Kufya Tess and the case of every Muberes, the reason why every Muberes, which he says, we don't say the Chazaka is undermined, even though she's, and we are choshish for Nefel, because if we weren't choshish for Apollo, the Chazaka would be undermined, is because the case of Kufya Tess is past. We're talking about the case of the guy's wife, but her husband is dead. She heard that she died. She heard that he died, excuse me. And now, any more children at this point are irrelevant. Say Shach Shalab Alamo. So the question was, did he have children in the past? It's all about past. So about past, we say Shema Meis Loi Cheshinam. But what we're dealing with in the Ibers of Yon Lamed in Muberes and Lamed Hei is the question of Shema Tapio, Shema Yomus. Shema Yomus, we're always Cheshinam. So we don't say there's no the whole Svara that we ignore Hapala is only a Kufi test in the past. But our case is similar to Muberes case. Our case is a case where there is a question of whether there will be hapala. We're now holding in the state in the midst of the ibur, and can we take into consideration the possibility? Okay, fine. What's the point here? The point here is that here we still have a roof, because here we're talking about Shabbat. Good. Sorry, just apologize. Here the Mavir's Kasha still stands. Here we're talking about we still have a roof. We don't know what's going to happen with his mother-in-law who's pregnant now. We don't, and the Shema Tapil is still a possibility. So we still have a roof that is not going to be able to tchorin, and therefore the tchorin the very Rashba where he says that svar in Kuf Yates explains why it wouldn't apply to a case like this. So the Chacham himself doesn't quote, he didn't have that Rashba. But he points out that it's not a pasha of a chiluk. He says it gets into the sugya and gittin, but it's pointed out that in the Rashba lane it becomes very difficult. He points to the fact that it's very difficult things. Okay, so Chayra, I just want to, again, I don't know if it's, when they deal with the Rukhayra's kashas, as they point out, you're not going to catch Rukhayra on a ma'amakum unless it wasn't printed yet, and catch Rukhayra on a cheshbon. But it's always, but the only way to deal with the kashas is to point out that there are certain hanachos and lamdas he's making that maybe you could disagree with. Usually he makes them for good reasons, so you have to, they're not so simple to disagree with, but we'll point out that there are hanachos here. And that's the following, and again, the Beis Hashem, I want to now soon get back to the different versions of Rishonim in our circuit. It's interesting to note, start with this. When Rukhayger asks his kasha, Rukhayger asks Rukhayger is trying to explain why he thinks she should have been Mataris L'shuk. So he says she should have been Mataris L'shuk because you have a rov. Because Mets and Fables and Napilos, so I'll be Rove, she's not going to be Molezach. He doesn't ask, but perhaps maybe a more basic question, if it's a good question, which is, right now there's no Ach at all. How do you have Zika now at all? Zika to whom? There's no living person here. So forget what's going to, he's talking about, he's future focused. Forget the future. Right now, how can you ask her now if there's no, how can you create Zika now? Israel Shuk depends on Zika. How can you create Zika right now? There's Zika to whom? There's no live brother. There's no Ach. So he doesn't ask that question. He doesn't ask it for one of two reasons. Either because he thinks that you can have Zika to an Uber, because an Uber is a person enough to have a Zika to, which would be interesting.
You have to hold the arm for that?
I don't know.
Direction?
If you hold that Zika's been the Tfisa's Kiddushin, maybe.
Yeah.
But that gets into the question of Zika's been the Tfisa's Kiddushin. If you hold that, you're showing that
it's not the direction. The Ram, yeah, okay. It's after Russia.
But you can have for a cotton. It can't, I was thinking of that, but a cotton will. Anyway, you can't have a cotton. There's no Kiddushin for a cotton either.
I just said,
there's no
I said the opposite direction. That's what I said. The Ram in the opposite direction.
Right. Okay, so it's not fine.
Those are words.
Fine. But some of you say that Zika is not. Yeah, it's easier than showing that Zika isn't always happy.
But this is a Lashuk, not as a.
Okay.
Hold on. Agree in Bavim and Bears.
Not totally. Hold on. Well, there we have a Pasuk, maybe.
Some of you say without the Pasuk, for sure.
Okay. So. There's a Reb Chaim in Stencils, which I read quickly and didn't fully understand. It's in the. So I'm not. I read it quickly. That's why I didn't fully understand it. But it's in the. Actually, the last page of Stencils, we had a little paragraph of this Kashrut Kriyaker. I didn't quite understand what he was saying. But Psoich HaDvarim, he does make the point that, yeah, Ubers, we see that Ubers Yarish. So an Uber is an Ach. Is it Din Ach? So it's Yesh, it's Achim. Is Din Achma by an Uber? It's Din Achma by an Uber. So he makes that point. You can have Din Achma by an Uber. So either he's assuming, one second, Sam. Either he thinks that he doesn't ask that kasha because he doesn't have a problem with saying that there's a possible to have an Israel shuk based on it's Achim. There's an Ach. He's an Uber, but he's still an Ach. So it's in Tzius of Kiyeshu Achim. Forget the Achtav. Kiyeshu Achim. Or, and this may be, I don't know if you need this in Rukh Vager, but I think that's the approach you're going to have to work to try to resolve the kasha, is that he thinks no. Is that per se wouldn't bother. You can have an Israel Shuk even if there's no Ach. As long as there's a potential Ach. In other words, the Israel Shuk is fundamentally dependent on the potential for the mitzvah Zika. Not because there necessarily is any say now, not because there's mamash no Ach. There's no Ach at all. There's no nothing. There's no anything. But there's no mitzvah now either. Who's the mitzvah on? No mitzvah miyabim to have a mitzvah to miyabim. But it's al shema asim. Also, you can have potentially Nisul Shuk, Al Shem Ha'ot.
Is there anything that is Darchinom and be Nisul Shuk? Is there Darchinom, not be Darchinom, be worth figuring out where there wouldn't be Nisul Shuk?
Not. Again?
I mean, if it's not Darchinom, then that's a way of figuring out where it's not Shaykh to say Al Shem Ha'ot, because there wouldn't be Darchinom.
Right.
Anywhere that anything that would be
Darchinom,
then
it's Shaykh to ask the Shuk. Okay, so I have to find exactly when it's Shaykh. So,
you can
have a question. So, one second. Tell me. So.
I was just saying that those cases of the Darach Hanon. So let's say it's not Shem Zuzika right now, but eventually the guy's born. So he's saying Shem Zuzika, then she's a Rosh Yerah Tura. The only reason I can't be Tura is because it's not Darach Hanon. And if it is Darach Hanon, it's going to become Chayav Nila afterwards. So there's no reason that.
You could say, but Tosa doesn't say that. Tosa says that the chamoshi on Nuber Sabshah Ahel thinks it's the Tamtin. Tamtin, I thought, meant that she stays Asura now. I mean, Tosa doesn't say that it would be.
She doesn't have to much for that Asura for the marriage. She would have to just.
Oh, okay, so that's what I'm getting to. That's what I want to get to. In this particular. Well, the Maskana, when we get to Muberis, I don't think there's a different Mashmos, is there? When you get to Teretz Muberis, there's a different Mashmos. Is there someone who's going to ask the kasha? Yeah, so I want to speak out the kasha. I don't know what those kasha is. That I want to speak out. I think that reflects a difference on this issue and maybe different ways to deal with Kriyas kasha depending on how you say it. And that's, again, that it's l'choira, even with Kriyas my acknowledging, has no problem saying that you can have an Israel Shuk based on a potential mitzvah, at least sometimes. So now, his whole question is, but he's assuming that what that means is it depends on whether you're actually going to have Mitzvah Zibur. Alpi Roiv, there won't be a Mitzvah Zibur. Alpi Roiv, there won't be a Mitzvah Zibur. You shouldn't have a Mitzvah Shib. You might be Alpi Roiv, that you don't expect there to be a Mitzvah Zibur. You don't expect a Mitzvah Zibur. So then why should there be a Mitzvah Shib? So why should we define this basically differently as being not, let's say, not that there's an Israel Shuk whenever it's possible to have Mitzvah Zibur, that's what I want to point out. But rather, if you say the Israel Shuk when eventually there is a mitzvah zibum, so then an Israel Shuk when the mitzvah eventually comes, or when mitzvah will come, if you knew b'vados, there will be mitzvah zibum, then there's going to be an Israel Shuk now. The question is, we don't know b'vados, and Alpiro is, it's not going to be, so we should be making Mekel anyway. So this leads us to the following possibility, which is that again, I don't have any. This I think is mistaber. Which is that if you're gonna accept this anacha, that the Israel Ashuk is based doesn't have to be based only on a state of Zika or state of Achla now, but or even the Mitzvah Zibum now, but on the making sure that the Israel Ashuk holds mind there will be a Mitzvah Zibum in the future. So then. You can dispute the Beger Sanacha for one. I'll say in two ways. One is straighter, but it's maybe more Koshik, and one I think is more enjoyed. But whether it's more correct, I don't know. But the either you say, and I think it's misunderstood. Mistaber. If you accept the Sanacha, it's mistaber. It's not going to be brayerish. It's not going to be that. There's an Israel Ashok. When Gloy Milsa, then there wasn't Israel Ashok the whole time. If Israel Shuk is based on the Asid, and I think it's reasonable to say, that the Israel Shuk, the Torah Asar Yivam of the Shuk, possibly number one, calls man it's Shayach, the Mitzvah Zibum. The Torah said, Torah wants to protect, Torah wants to make sure that the woman's stay is available for Mitzvah Zibum. So Torah said, as long as there's a possibility for Mitzvah Zibum, there's Israel Shuk. If you say that, then and you define that possibility as any possibility, then the kashas aren't kashas. Okay, Roiv, he's going to say Roiv is enough to say, maybe get in the question of Roiv Kevadai, but it probably doesn't get in the question of Roiv Kevadai. Lamaisa, even if there's a Roiv, it's still a possibility, it's still a mute. Even with all mute command lessons, it's still a mute in the Tzias. And so the possibility exists. So the point of the Torah said, whenever you may be able to fulfill you, there's an Israel Shuk, as long as that possibly somewhere down the road will be Yavam Yavolel. Perhaps the chiddush in that is to say that even if there's a small chance, you'll still say that. Even if Al Pi Roiv, you know, if the point of that svar is that basically you're looking at the din now, Torah is telling you there's a mitzvah Yibam, or there's a mitzvah Yibam coming down the pike. So Torah says when there's a Yavam Yavolel coming down the pike, so you have the negotiation shemetz achutz lishdar. The question is, can you legitimately view it as yivom down the pike if there's a 1 in a million chance it's going to happen? Or do we ignore that? You can still make the argument, even with all this, that I'll be right if it's not going to happen. So I'll be right if we should basically say there is no mitzvah yivom yivom. We should ignore that possible. Yeah, it's technically possible. But I'll be din, in terms of the kriyas of being a mitzvah here, there's no kriyas of being a I'll be din, we wouldn't be kaveh, there's a potential mitzvah. And then the isser should mimela not exist. So for this, I'll just throw in. This is the Mesh Chachma. Mesh Chachma, at the end of Parashas Bo, has an interesting insight, where he says the following. He quotes based on a Mechilta, I believe, where the Mechilta says that this place is a din of B'dikas Tefillin. So the Mishkan Yaakov proves in there that there's a din d'oraisa being boydik for a mir amotzi. So the Mesh Chachma says that he thinks it's wrong. But he thinks the difference between Essays and Lois Essays. And he applies to other things. That's part of the discussion, a little less the Holosei, this which came up in passing. But his main point is that the din of being Choshesh for Chashash is the Raisa by Mitzvah Essays. Because if you miss it, you miss it. By Lois Essay, you have a Choshesh, and on your soul, maybe better on your Shulchan HaPatri. The Torah said it's mutter, so it's mutter. But if there's a mitzvah to do, so then the Torah said, if you're tefillin, you have a chazak in your tefillin. You weren't biting your tefillin. Good, kavaltik. If it turned out your tefillin was possible, you didn't wear tefillin. So when I say, you can say, on your Shulchan HaPatri if you did it tomorrow, but you didn't wear tefillin. So in Mela, the Mechilta is telling you, you have to periodically not rely on it, you're biting. He said that's Pshan, and everything's Pshan, the Rambam's din of Matar Shmura. He said that the Ram that the Zvan says Matzah Shmur Shmur from Chimah. So how come you don't tomorrow seems like you only Matzah Shmur all Pesach. Some people mak, but so he says Pshat is because the reason it's Shmur from Chimah, but we only care about the Shmur from Chimah because the Mitzvah Matzah. Because if it's Alf Chameh, it's Chashash Ochet Delma. You don't be Chayshish. But if you Matzah Chameh, you miss your Mitzvah Matzah. So mainly the Shmur for Chashash Ochet Chimah is for the Mitzvah Matzah. That's the side of it. So that I think makes it a little bit more. Shmack to quote it, but also it's a little more palatable to talk about. We're dealing with the mitzvah of Yibum, it's just an Isser Baalm, okay, a P. Roiv, you'd be makeful. But we're dealing with the mitzvah of Yibum here. So the fact that there's a Roiv, that there won't be a mitzvah of Yibum, so Zachashinim Yutan mitzvahs. So Zachashinim on some extent, in some cases at least. So Abderach Zev, you can say there's a Zachashinim Yutan essentially on mitzvahs, Midaraisa, so then, okay, maybe there's something that fall beyond the pale of that, but just to say flippantly, oh, I'll P. Roiv. So therefore we should view it as if there's no Mitzvah Yibum now. No, we should wait. It makes sense to wait. So the Mitzvah Yibum dictates that we should be choshesh, to make sure that we can fill the Mitzvah Yibum or the world of Mitzvah Yibum. And once that's taken into consideration, then if you define the Isser as being whenever there's a possibility for Yibum, there's an Isser L'shuk, I can understand why there's an Isser L'shuk. Fine.
What's my chichu to say as to do with the Mitzvah? I mean, the Gemara gives a pay gimel. So, like, why not just say stem?
How do you want to say it?
The bow continues to be Eiser the Isha Acher Misa. Like the Gemara gives a pay gimel.
Look, I find I'm not saying that the Geder doesn't have to be Eiser the
Then you don't have to worry so much about the fact that there's a mirror here of a mitzvah or the svar that even a mirror would be chayshish for a mitzvah. Just say the bow's Eiser and the bow's Eiser will be nimshach. Calls man that there's any. Babam Komo, an Uber is Babam Komo, whether it's Zachar and Nekeva, as an Uber.
Okay,
so only when it comes out, then we'll be back.
So if you limit the svar to Uber, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but that's. But
then Nekeva is not going to
be. I'll tell you what.
You can have as many sentences as you want.
I'll tell you why I want to go further. Okay, so
and he doesn't choose.
I still wasn't sure what order to say this in. I'll tell you why I want to go further. Because if you limit to an Uber, I will acknowledge that with an Uber, well, let me think about that later because I want to have to think about more.
I'm saying that by Milberis you have something very similar. You have an ach who's not able to be a yavam. You have an ach who's not a barhachi of doing yavam.
Correct.
So is he that different from an uber? You can. I mean, it's not so. Meaning it's the same. It's parallel situation. So
but Milberis mean by you have a ben.
By Milberis, where the ladies are where the yavam was a Milberis.
Right.
So you have all the yavam. You have 10 brothers, but all of them are useless because they can't perform mitzvah yavam.
Correct.
And yet we're still going to say that there is
a Yavam. Because you have an Ach here. Right.
So I'm saying, so where you have an Uber, who could be a Yavam.
If you define the Uber as an Ach, then the question is, Api Rov, you don't have an Ach.
But so, I'm saying for this, I'm willing to say that if the Ikar Oyser is the Baal Hamas, he's what creates a Yavam Lashok.
Right, but the point is you can only say when you have an Ach, and Api Rov, there's no Ach.
You need something which stands in for the Mace. Not necessarily you need an Ach.
But again,
the Uber stands in alone because he represents a potential.
But he's a 50%, 40% chance that
it doesn't matter. Let's say it's 30% chance. Let's say this
you think
of
between that potential. Okay.
That potential.
All right. I, that's That's why I'm trying not to say. I mean, if you say because there is an ach now, then that's what I understand Rav Yair's kasha very well, because Al Pi Rov there isn't. You think a potential ach is also a stand-in?
Yeah.
I don't know. Al Pi Rov, I would say he's nothing. Okay, we can. Yeah. Fine. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
So the connect to the mitzvah though, I'm saying you have no achach for that.
Connect to the future. Kiyum, say future Zika also, but I think it makes more sense if you say it that way, the future mitzvah. All right, but let me add more information.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Okay,
both of them are
fine. Let me add
both more. Both of them, it's a question of which one. I like them both.
let me add more information to add out of Uber. This is what I was before who saw it, and okay, so much time to get to it. Lemaisa, and the Orchon is very sensitive to this. The Kivega focuses on Tais Tarek and Rebaris. There's a machbig machloik Rishonim, seems to be machloik Rishonim, both in how they ask the Kasha, and ends up really machloik on how to read the Gemara and Pezayim. If you look at, not in Tais so much, because Tais that base, Dafka sounds not that way, but when we read Pezayim. But if you look at the Tais Rishonim and Tais Rosh, and Tais Rishonim and Peretz, they all ask the Kasha the following way. They say, why is this, when they ask Kasha, it would be a violation of Dachinim. Why would it be a violation of Dachinim? So he says, they say like this, I'll read twice the rush. Dim yesh alio zakuka lemisha nolav achem. He says, baila imkein loti nasi la'olam calls man shechem yakayim. Dim yehai time uv dinam esim chayim. He says, because if there was no dinam eshach shalav alama, what would the din be? Without eshach shalav alama, what would the din have been? If you look at twice the rush, twice the shanet, twice the imperative, they all say the din would eventually be asura. And he said, that is not Dachinom, to leave her hanging as being Asura. If you look at the Ramban, the Rashi Ritzah, where they at least asked the Kasha initially, they say, the thing would have been, she would have been Muteres, and you would have give her a Heter, and then you'd have to come back and create a Zika later, and that's not Dachinom. It's Mufurish. And they not only argue, they argue in Pshat and Pezayin. At least some of them, it's Mufurish to argue in Pezayin. Because look at the Rosh, he says, "Dimei high time who davdina meisim kechayim l'yanibam." Can you look on Berakish Medaros? If you look at Rashi and Pesayim, Rashi and Pesayim says, "What's the Dachinam? Why is meisim kechayim? If you're afraid the fact that we don't take consideration for misas habanim, if had we taken that into consideration, why would that be a violation of Dachinam?" So Rashi and Pesayim says, "Because she's going to be married, and then interesting Rashi, which I don't have time to get into now." Then you can say in Tomar Tachlo, it's already misgana l'bailo. Rashi assumes you can do chalitza, which is still married, it won't break the zika, and you can still do chalitza even though you can't do yibam now, which is an important ha'ara about closing olim and chalitza from this Rashi, because she's nesh dish, you can't do a yibam, and yet it's still possible to do chalitza. Okay, but the Ritva says, well, the Ritva says you have to divorce her first. Fine. But either way, but the Ritva says she's going to be Megaris, and then you're going to have to, then she's going to, if the Zika's going to start again, you would have to be Megaris. And that's what other Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say here in Daf Zayin, the Ramban and the Rashba, when they speak out that Gemara, they're on Pei Zayin, they say, because what's going to happen? They say this art. They say that. The Rashba, the Amin Hossam was Klomar in the Gemara Pezayin. Yim Shima Yilu Abon of the Meis Lach Misos Tishabe Mishno. From Hadrian Darchenom Klomar Kevan Shi Tarta Holchem Nisla Acher Imatamot Siel Acher Misabe Neitz Darchenom Mishal. But the Tois Rosh here, and the Ravina Peretz Tois Hashanim say explicitly, that which one? They say pretty clearly. After saying the problem here is that she would be asura, they say, and that's the reason why Pezayin we say drachei dachinam. So there seems to be a fundamental machlokes. What do you do if you have a case? And we end up not having these cases because drachei dachinam. But what would you have done if you have a case where right now there's no nefil ibum? The situation is such that she should have been mutaris l'shuk, but the possibility exists that the things could change. So what happens? So the Ramban, like Rashi, the Rishonim say, Muteris, and the Tais Rosh, Tais Shon, Tais Meperet, Bukhaira, say she would be Asura, as long as the possibility exists, she would be Asura. So the Archoner points out that this is even a stronger problem in these Rishonim, because this is not a Muteris case. This is not a case where you can argue and you start solving the Shema, Tapiloi, Cheshinon. This is a case. The banim are you know, the odds of the ban. Well, what are the odds of the banim? Well, chumal otzan, the banim should die, you know, beforehand. So elohah, because hypothetically the possibility exists, so she's going to be a surah lolan. That's what they're saying in Svar. That's why it's not dachinu. I'm sure that's why it's not true. But in principle, based on the klalim of zika, that should have happened. So in these rishonim, at least you see that the basic assumption is whenever there's a possibility of yibum, somewhere down the road possible, then we're choshish. Then that creates an isser, which is I think points in hechrech in some in this direction of what we're trying to say in the Rager, that you have to say that not even with nothing right now in these rishonim, at least not all rishonim, but these rishonim at least, and even when there's nothing right now. The fact that the possibility exists down the road that there could be a situation of Yibam should have created such an issue. Either because that's just, it's not a rove, it's a ruba, the ruba is not going to happen after. I don't know, it can't define as a rove. It's a chshash ma'alma that such a thing would happen. But I will be vain. Maybe it's because of my father's Ramesh Chacham, maybe without that, maybe just because that's the definition, that's just somehow it's mashma, that's the definition of the Yisr of Yivam Lashuk. But the Yivam Lashuk Yisr is Al Shem. Exists whenever there's a possibility of asim. In the Ramban, the Rashman, the Ritva, so they don't assume that way. They seem to assume, and it might be l'shitasam, but I'm going to see if I may not speak out this part first, like that's for our l'shitasam, maybe not another time. But they seem to assume at least that the most solution is that no. Yeah, I mean, there could be a lot of reasons why they say this. So you know, they could say this because they just think it's a shash rachok, you don't have to worry about it. They think Bistam, the din would be she'd be Mataris Lashok. And why should she be Asura Lashok? But at the end, they still come on to answer, they answer the question here, but if it's Chamos and Mubaris, then they still come on to answer Chamos and Mubaris. So they don't start with the assumption that Bistam, whenever there's a chash, a possibility of even down the road, she's going to be Mataris Lashok. But she will be Mataris Lashok. Don't say that she was Asura Lashok. But they end up saying that without Achinom, there would be Asura Lashok in the interim period over here. But what's interesting is the following. Rikveyor is assuming, so I'll tell you that, I think you say another Mahal, answer Rikveyor's Kasha, which may fit better in them. And I'll show you where in the Lashon, maybe, or the Cheshbon. Rikveyor is assuming, and again, this is a Svara, which I think is a decent Svara, although I'm not sure. Except to answer Kasha, why it's a better, more like in the Rebbeger Sora, but I'll point out the Cheshvan. The Rebbeger makes the following assumption. He says, well, if you have a situation where Al Pi the Isra together Isra Ramashuk, she should be Muteris. By saying she's Muteris Lashuk, you run into a problem of Zerchar Dachinoa. Therefore, what's your conclusion? He says, therefore, there's no Mitzazibu. That's his conclusion. That's what it should be. That's why it's a kasha. Why didn't you meet for Eishach Shalab Alamo? Because there's no the given is that she can't be Asur L'Shuk. If the Gedarim of the Isra of Am L'Shuk don't allow for an Isra of Am L'Shuk, she can't be Asur L'Shuk. That's the starting point. That's for sure true. Therefore, the only possibility is she can have Zika later, it comes back. That you can't have because Rechai Zaka. No, you're left with zero. It's possible to argue, at least in Svara, that the immovable factor is a different one. This is a woman who possibly could have mitzvah Yibam. So the Torah wants to make sure this woman gets Yibam. It's Rechad Achanam, nothing you can do. But, so the normal, normally you wouldn't create a Shalashok. There's a mitzvah Yibam, the possibility exists for a mitzvah Yibam or Yavu Olam. Normally, in this case, they wouldn't create a mitzvah Yibam or Shalashok. But, since in this case, the only way to fulfill Yibam or Yavu Olam would be either to create the Yisra later, sometimes create the Zika later, which would be a violation of Darchei Noam, or to almost like artificially create an Yisra Yivam Lashuk to avoid the Darchei Noam. So maybe the Svara is, or Chaim might be saying something like this, again, I don't know, but he says something, that maybe the Svara is that in order to protect, essentially to protect, to make sure you can have a Mitzvah of Yibam, there's an Yisra Yivam Lashuk. Not because the normal Gedar Mitzvah Yivam Lashuk which should dictate that, but because since the only way that this woman could end up having Yibum, from at least from such an ach, is by making a Rosh Lashuk, because otherwise it would be violation of Cher Dachi Noam, so maybe then it's built into the Torah's Chi of Yom Yolel, which is Koylel, again, he's right, there's no explicit pasuk for this person, that's why it's in Mechodesh there, but built into the Yom Yolel, which is Koylel, other achim that even again without yachta, which becomes an ach shaloi balamo, that the Torah said be miyabe or without mesim gachayim, without the drash, you'd say whenever the situation exists, whenever the situation exists with no banim, whenever the situation exists with achim, there's a mitzvah zibum. So if the Torah said that, but the only way for that to be possible is by there being an Yisrael Shuk in the interim, so maybe there should be an Yisrael Shuk to facilitate the possibility of the mitzvah zibum. Almost like through the back door. So Gayo thinks doesn't make
sense. Cain with the Rishonim say Mubaris.
Cain with the Rishonim say Mubaris.
Cain the way the Rishonim add on that the Yisrael Yivam Loshak is part of the same thing as the concept of
Ayin Lof.
Ayin Lof.
Right, so the point is this without
Ayin Lof. No, but you can say, you can start too. Rav Chaim
the Stencil makes some reference to Ayin Lof. Again, I couldn't read it so carefully. But
it's not Rav Chaim's fault. That's
I know.
I'm saying the writer.
I understand.
I'm saying, but saying
it's my fault too. But it's
Ayin Lof. Ayin Lof could be Ayin Lof. Could be Shtel too.
It could. It does give a model for such a svara. It says it by bun. It doesn't say here, so I'm hesitant to jump to that conclusion. But if you look at the Rishonim, it's not a raya, but look at the Rishonim. I say the Ritva. The Ritva here in Daf Yitzayin, sounds that way. I think it sounds that way. It says, "Yes, the kasha lomli kartev shirach noam." And he says explicitly, again, the kasha is that here too, if there's no ach, she should be mutaris l'shuk v'nisei, so no lo ach acharekein v'at osra in zedarkin o m'shalom. The ein loymer, the hocha yamtin ach yom mosav yamex. It's okay, but here you have an alternative. Someone's like, you're right. That's not darkin o. So someone's trying the next best eitzah. Take your weight. Doesn't say exactly what the problem is. Some Rishonim say, the Rambani says, because there's a mashlos in the pasuk that's not true. Because if that were true, then we'd always have to wait for Misas Ha'av. Because Kol Zman the Av is alive, you could always find another wife, find some wife and have children. Right, that's based on Yerushalmi. Correct. Thank you. The Yerushalmi says it. The Ritva doesn't say. Maybe he means that. Maybe he just says hey ach noimer. It doesn't sound like he's saying it's a pasuk. That's too far fetched. That's not a realistic option. It almost sounds like he's saying that we're trying to save the mitzvah over here. So all right, you get the l'shuk, which you should. You're gonna run into problems darkei noah. So okay, but you have an answer. The answer is not so bad to wait. Let her wait. So he says he doesn't like that. But Yehol Yehamtan Shemus Chamir, Bein Zemechub. He doesn't like it. He doesn't exactly say why he doesn't like it. Then when he gets to Yerushalmi, this is Zayyos Zemechub. So again, it's hard to know Bein Zemechub, Zayyos Zemechub, what exactly the svaras are. But I think it's plausible that he just thinks that. The chiluk between waiting for the chmesh chamiya, that's all open ended. A short ended wait is realistic. But again, if that's the pshat, then he's 100% right. Based on the regular kol mivam l'shuk, she should be mutaris. But and therefore in the chamiya, kufiyat test, which is all about, let's make the point clear. Kufiyat test, it's after the din veishach shel avon. So we're talking about the past. No matter what did happen, and we're also not talking about a situation where it's not a question of waiting to be mavara, what's going to happen. All these things, these waiting, eventually you'll have birur, one way or the other. You may die before this year, but eventually you'll have birur. The case will be resolved. Here it happened already, it's passed. I don't know what happened, and I may never know. So that's a different kind of... Hmm? Tamten for what? Tamten for evidence? That's all we're talking about. We're not talking about Thompson until the situation finishes resolving. It finishes until the play ends. We have to wait till the end of the play instead of trying to make it. Instead of trying to ignore that possibility. That's what we're talking about over here. Here we're talking about al atzad. There was no din of mesim chayim. Al atzad, no din of shach shablomo. There would be possibilities of changing the tzias that hadn't happened yet, and all the facts aren't in yet. None of course. All the case history hasn't been written yet. Well, history hasn't been written yet. So then the question is, you have to wait. Don't you have to wait? And we say the gedra this year, Yom HaShoah, Either to say the Gadol Mashuk is whenever there will be a possibility of Yibum, there is such an answer. Or that in order to make sure there's a possibility of Yibum, since there could possibly exist, but then it's mistaber that Bechlal Mitzvah Yibum, working backwards, Bechlal Mitzvah Yibum is the need to make an Yisri of Am Mashuk. So all that doesn't apply in Kof Yedes, because then it's either Mitzvah Yibum was Chal or wasn't Chal. And all we lack is information. So we're not being magdir what's the gather of the Isra of Yom Lashuk. It's irrelevant. We're not trying to figure out, is there a gather of Yom Lashuk, is there not? But that all depends on what happened in the past, and then we should be machriya based on Rive. Again, I think, 23. I just mentioned the kids are Nimrat, I have to figure out if it works in the older Rishonim, but it's only about halfway to Tliya. But discussed earlier, we discussed the sugya of Chol Shehen Lo Yimei Olah Chalitza, that some Rishonim seem to make the need for Chalitza, and therefore the issue of Yom Hashuk, totally inherently in Tzvi's Kedusha, and other Rishonim do not. And it more or less lines up over here, although we have to work this out, but more or less lines up over here that the Balei Tosfos who tend not to, the Nida and other things, if it's not totally, it's more mistaber, not 100% mukhrach, that the fact that you can have an Yisrael Mashuk when there's no Achim, no anything, the Mitzvah Mashuk is because as long as we're kaveya that there is a Mitzvah Zim Hashem Aser or there will be Mitzvah Zim or something, so why can't you have an Yisrael Mashuk? No problem. Mash'ein Kain, if you say that by definition it's a Svarav, there's no Tzvitz Kedushin, so you can't have Zika, if you can't have Zika, then she's Ruin Taras Lashuk. So it's much harder to say that either of them, they were Shomer saying there. So I'm suggesting maybe they're saying only like people through the back door. That fundamentally, that's not, this was like a secondary Yisri of Am Lashuk. Fundamentally, the Yisri of Am Lashuk shouldn't have applied here in the Chanam. It shouldn't. There's no reason. No matzav Yibim, no Zika now. It shouldn't be in Yisri of Am Lashuk. It's Yitachin that in order to, it would have been Yitachin, where we have to exert the costs, that in order to facilitate the Mitzvah Zibum, it's Mistaber. I don't know if it's Dindaraisa, maybe it's, I guess, after Dindaraisa. I don't know if it's a, it just, Mitzvah Zibum dictates that you have to, that you end up having the Am Lashuk just for technical reasons. Okay, but there's nine more than that. Last thing I just wanted to remind you, Peretz has another Peretz. Besides the standard Tevutzim that the people talk about, the Muberes and Treyachi, he says a very interesting Peretz from the famous Kaddish Midorish, Jews, Dorish, commonly known in Shiva as Kaddish Midorish because it rhymes, but I think it's more like with a sin, right? So, the Yitzra HaChacha could go and shame Ti Inachinami. Inachinami. There's no. What's the case? You're right. We're talking. Yitzra HaChacha, she's Mutaras Lashuk. And if she got married, Bechad Achinoyim. Hocha Mayaskinan, she didn't get married. Yitzra HaChacha is going to shame Ti Nali Nasi Achinolad. Sigat Dechamina, the Vadi Hecha Shemes Blo Ach Ti Nasi. Aval Hecha Shinolad Kfar Tamtin. Kamashwan, the Fidoch Ames Abemis Bishunach. Says we're in a parak shame the Kodesh Medrus that you're right. Not like this place that says she doesn't have to wait. She doesn't have to wait. No reason she has to wait. We're paying 100% right. She doesn't have to wait. And if she gets married, but when I say she didn't get married, so why do you know I'm now to make her the machzir the zika? So obviously, assuming the machzir the zika is not the inimus. The inimus only does break of marriage and make him wait. Okay. Right. Exactly. So this is make a whole bunch of. I just like to point out that the so then why and that wouldn't be a violation of the Achinom. So then why don't we say the same thing on but Mesim Chaim we don't say that. Mesim Chaim the Gemara never thought to say okay, but then she doesn't get married. Punk the son's died and she ain't got married. So she is Zukuka, Vadana. So look at the Karen Oira didn't have him, but he's Mechavim this best teretz. I think it's the same teretz. But I just point out there are a lot of chidushim here. Karen Oira says no, because that's the Nesra. Because you have to say, in order to say this word, you have to say there's two different dinim. There's dinim Rechet Achinom, dinim Nesra, and they can work independently. And it says, like this, Rechet Achinom just tells you that if she's already married, that it tells you that she can't make her wait, and if she's already married, she can't break up, you can't mess up the marriage, you can't force her to do chalit. Fine. Once that's true, she's in Teres Lashuk. If she's in Teres Lashuk, she's Nesra. So if she that triggers the Din of Nesra. Once it's a Din of Nesra, two steps. Once it's a Din of Nesra, then it turns out even she doesn't get married, so she's already Nesra and in a Chos Latera Rishon. That's the Karen Ervis says pshat. And Ashenkin is Achshel B'Lomo. He says the Ach doesn't exist. You can't have Nesra on an Ach that doesn't exist. The Nesra means Nesra to a particular person. The Ach doesn't exist yet. There's no Nesra. All you have is Rochel Dachin. Therefore, if she didn't get married, and by the time the Ach's born, so she can the Zika can start then. That's the Karen Ervis suggests. So just to point out that there are a lot of assumptions here, which is, I mean, if you make all assumptions, it's a Kishmak of her. It's just you have to put out the Amisham, don't hold of this. First of all, as Jason's pointing out, like Rashi, just to point to focus the Rashi in Peizayin says that when the Gemara says Jochet Achenoam, it's not just saying, don't do Yibam now, don't create Zika now because not Noam. Based on Jochet Achenoam, we define Rashi's Mefurish. That just tells you how to define Din Benin Lo. So that's true by Ben, should be true by Ach also. It should define what's considered Yeshuachim. Essentially, it should write Yachta without writing Yachta. Essentially, that's what it should be. So, in other words, and Rav Chanan explains it because Drachel Dachlam can't just change it in on its own. It just has it can be utilized to define the Gedarim that Torah talks about. So, obviously, this Kadosh Midar is not assuming like that. He's also assuming that you can talk about Nesra and Dachi Noam. They both exist, and they can exist independently. Which, if you assume that Nesra is only based on Dachi Noam, this isn't going to work. And also, just to point out that L'chayra, this old is not going to be. I mean, if you assume like the Mahalach we call the Taisir Rosh, Taisir Shon, Taisir in the Peretz, that the starting point is the Pshat the Gemara Pei Zayin is that there's no the Dachi Noam is not to make her wait. So then L'chayra, it's shver, because why didn't the Gemara just say not to make? No, I'm sorry. I'll hold that point. Okay, I can.